here's the latest from WTLN News at 5:04. As you just heard, Nashville will host the Super Bowl in 2030. Officials around the city are elated. Tina Ivey is in the business of tourism. She's the president and CEO of the Nashville Convention and Visitors Corporation, and she's thinking globally.
I'm most excited about the Super Bowl coming to Nashville in 2030 because it'll put our city on the international stage. With 147 million viewers, 200 countries, we couldn't buy that kind of exposure.
Officials are trying to grow the international market for the city, and she said that the broadcast has the potential to bring in tourists and new businesses. The NFL was drawn to Nashville because they will be able to match the city's musical identity with the identity of the big game. Ivy said the branding for the Super Bowl will be based on the neon lights of Broadway. Another factor that officials say helped Nashville's bid was its success with the NFL draft in 2019. At the time, the league estimated attendance at a record-breaking 600,000 people. Three of the four legal challengers seeking to dissolve Tennessee's newly redrawn congressional districts have been consolidated into a single case. The Tennessee Lookout reports a federal judge has ordered the merging of separate lawsuits filed by the NAACP and the League of Women Voters, the American Civil Liberties Union on behalf of MPs, and the Tennessee Democratic Party along with Democratic candidates and voters. Chief U.S. District Judge William Campbell, who was appointed by President Trump, denied Democrats' request last week to issue a restraining order that would have blocked the match from taking effect while the lawsuit plays out in court. Campbell is part of a three-judge panel that hears the consolidated case on its merits. The other judges have not yet been announced. A separate case in Davidson County Court, also from the NAACP, is still in play. A hearing for that case is set for Thursday. You'll find more news at WTLN.org or in the NPR app under local headlines.